Wisconsin's more prominent primary election role is on the minds of politicians, but voters may not be giving it a second thought. John Kerry's campaign manager in Wisconsin says a diminished turnout could take the luster off an earlier primary and lessen its supposed clout. George Twigg spoke at a forum in Madison, along with three other representatives of the nine presidential candidates seeking the Democratic nomination.
All of us here know that with the primary date moved up, that Wisconsin will play a key role. But the electorate as a whole, you know, they're worried about the Brewers' payroll and if Brett Favre can hold on to a wet football every now and then.
Polls have shown Howard Dean and Wesley Clark doing well so far, but John Krause, the Wisconsin campaign manager for John Edwards, says that momentum may slow by the time Wisconsin holds its primary.
Anyone who thinks that this race has taken any sort of form is really naive. There's so many different scenarios that could happen.
Some Democratic candidates have already stumbled on the campaign trail, but a roadblock for all may be a recent upswing in the economy. That surge could benefit President Bush if it holds. Dean manager Mike Tate says Democrats aren't banking on that as their only campaign issue.
It's not just the economy that we are going to be running against President Bush on. It's about our foreign policy, and it's about health care. It's about jobs.
Others think ethics will become a major issue. Chris Wren is Wesley Clark's campaign manager in Wisconsin.
That's the thing that's missing out of this administration. We're getting dissonesty, dissembling up and down the line, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's about the air quality after the 9/11 Twin Towers fiasco.
Wisconsin's a state neither party can take for granted. President Bush narrowly lost the state to Al Gore in 2000. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.